Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about Gutenberg, WordPress's new editor, and we want to talk about whether or not you're going to be forced to use it, supposedly coming out this month, November 2018, and we figured why not, because there's a lot of confusion around whether or not you're going to be forced to use the new WordPress editor, or if you can still use the classic editor. Tim, what say you?
I know you won't be forced to use Gutenberg. I haven't kept up exactly with the flow and how that's all going to transpire, and at what point you need to install the Classic Editor plugin, if it's right when 5.0 comes out. You may know these details better because you guys have some Gutenberg projects in the works, but I know you won't be forced to use it. I just don't know what you have to do in order to use Classic.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that you download, and before you update to 5.0, download, if you want to stay with the Classic Editor, download it before you update and keep the Classic Editor on there. I don't know why I don't have it in front of me, which I probably should have, Tim. We shouldn't have thrown this topic so fast, but we wanted to cover it, and I do know that you want to make sure that you have Classic Editor installed and activated before you update with the new Gutenberg and stuff, if you plan on leaving it.
Yeah, and I remember hearing there's going to be prompts, so after you update, there may be, you know, a message with a link if you want to get back to the Classic Editor. So it's not, they want this to be as smooth as possible. They don't want this to, you know, feel like it's being shoved down people's throats. So there's going to be a transition period, and there's going to, you know, be an onboarding process to help people get familiar with it and, you know, be able to switch back if you know, things, plugins or themes they're using aren't compatible yet with WordPress 5.0 and the Gutenberg editor. And so there's no need to freak out. I know a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of tension around Gutenberg and WordPress 5.0, but there really shouldn't be.
Absolutely. So short answer is no, you're not going to be forced to use it. Just be prepared. It's coming. You may end up loving it and liking it and want to go with the new WordPress editor. If not, make sure you get the Classic Editor plugin. And as Tim stated, I'm sure lots of prompts are coming before you update the new WordPress. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to get started with WordPress if you're new. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.